T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Threesday, alohas to you. Your timing is exquisite. You have arrived at the moment when we're beginning hour number two of the show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, text line number 71307. That is, of course, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. If you miss the keyword given by Miss Moneypenny just moments ago, right before the station identification, keyword for this hour is rent. There was once a Broadway show named Rent, R-E-N-T, and just text that to the contest text line number. Different from the regular text line, as you know, 72881 is the number you need to text the keyword to, and again, this hour, it is rent. Miss Moneypenny, she's on the phone, she's screening a call. Miss Moneypenny, were you saying earlier during the newscast while we were conversing that you yourself had become a scofflaw when it comes to mowing your grass?
Yes. About 2 years ago, my lawnmower broke.
So it wasn't for a lack of civic responsibility or anything like that.
My lawnmower broke. Yeah. And by the time I got the lawnmower back from the little lawnmower man, my grass had gotten about 2 feet high.
Which is what grass does.
Right. It grows.
Grows. Well, especially with all the rain.
But yeah. The neighbor behind us, I guess they thought it was, even if I have a fence, I have a fence in my backyard. But the neighbor behind us on the other side of the fence called and complained that our grass was so high that we got a notice from Easley City. I live within the city limits of Easley. That said, you have X amount of days to cut your grass.
Or else.
Or we're going to send someone over to cut your grass, and it's going to cost you $300 for them to do it.
Whoa! Who are they getting to do it? The gold-plated lawnmower service?
Nope, that would be Easley City. And they're little lawn maintenance people, and that is like a fine for them to come out and do it.
Of course it is.
But $300 or else I had to cut my grass.
Does this strike you as perhaps another profit-making enterprise of local governments?
Well, I mean, I hear that it's a little different in the county than it is versus the city. I mean, I am in the city limits, which is a little bit more strict than the county.
Yeah. Well, again, this merely validates the wisdom of the great poet Robert Frost, who said, good fences make good neighbors. 10 minutes after four here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby, you know these things wouldn't be trashed without all of the Yankee transplants who bring their messes down here. Here we go. Here we go. Bobby, Alice Kravitz needs to mind her own business. Well, you see, Bobby Mac, how stupid people are with those two responses to that woman's call. They totally missed the point that she just said that people should be accountable for their surroundings, but stupid people, they just don't have a clue. Now, Bobby, lady from Pacolet needs to mind her own business. If she's that unhappy, move. Sounds like a busybody to me. That's probably why nobody listens to her. Here we go. We're off and running now. This is interesting. Bobby, there's some wild stuff going on Whitehorse Road between 123 and Highway 81. This is about 12 minutes ago. Just saw the cops dig out and throw down spike strips at one location, then jump back in the car and go in the other direction. Crazy stuff. We'll have the news center look into that. Bobby is a member of the kayaking community. Most of us are very supportive of local communities where we paddle. If the clock is the only place to eat, well, then we'll support the clock, and we'll do it more often in places where there are ramps and other amenities. Sharon sounds like a northern transplant snob trying to bring her liberal government control ideas with her from where she came from. Bobby, heard on John Boy and Billy, if the grass is up to your knees, you are lazy. If it's up to your chest, you're a hay farmer.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
What if you're just short?
Well, yeah, if you can't see over the top of the grass, it probably has needed mowing for a while. Bobby, me, I'm getting over a recent back injury. Hope to mow soon. That sounds like Polk Salad Annie, you know. Claimed had a bad back. Bobby is somebody who's lived in South Carolina for the past 60 years. I can assure anyone it's not South Carolinians that litter. Sure, maybe a few, but this mess now comes from transplanting folks from all over the country and their children. Why they ever leave where they came from is beyond me, because once they're here, they want to turn it into the same kind of place that they left. Why not do us all a favor and just stay put? Or to put it another way, Moneypenny, Yankee, go home. Bob, Trump is living rent-free in Humpty Dumpty's head. Gotcha. He's talking about Mayor Pete, I believe, there. Now, Bobby, when people let their grass grow up that way, it attracts rats and snakes. Snakes are ambush predators and like to lurk in the edge of tall grass to hunt both areas. Now, Bobby, people should flood the city code office with complaints of city-maintained property that's overgrown. Don't have to go far to find some either. Thanks, from Chuck. You got it, Chuck. Bob, how are you? I support the idea of security in public places such as surveillance cameras, etc. Hope new technologies will improve security in public. Know someone who had their work van broken into at a shopping center. It cost them their insurance, as well as indirectly will cost you as well. Taking someone's tools who use them for their livelihood is the same as cutting off your arm. Sad world we live in today. I wonder if the thief was thinking about that family that his victim feeds. To the phones we go. Walter is next up in this hour and wants to talk about cutting the grass. I have a feeling we're going viral, Moneypenny. Hi, Walter. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. I live outside Welford.
Yes, sir.
And my grass is not cut. Right now, I'd say it's probably about a foot high.
Mm-hmm.
But I have medical conditions. There's a lot of people like that. Some days I feel like cutting, and some days I don't.
Right. Well, and not only that, you're right about the medical conditions. I mean, I was on the golf course over the weekend. A guy came in and passed out from heat prostration in the men's room.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees right now here on my back patio.
Sure,
I mean, I've got a tub rolling,
right.
But I'm looking at the thermometer.
Right.
But I see what's even worse. They want to bring in government control, okay? I had a county councilman come up to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed out to him all the trash, because I don't live too far from the county Welford landfill on Little Mountain Road.
Okay.
I spoke to him about, supposedly there's a law out there about you're supposed to have your vehicle covered if you haul it in a pickup truck or in a trailer.
That is correct.
He said, oh, they know what to do. People know what to do. You know... They'll do what's right, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, so do the people that kill people, too. They know what's supposed to be done.
Well, and I guess he's never driven down the road and had somebody with an uncovered one in front of him blowing stuff all over the place.
Well, I just came back out of Inman yesterday. Mm-hmm. TV set laid on the side of the road.
That's
these
a good
not coming off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good place for
TV
it.
TV set.
Yeah, I don't think it's picking up anything anymore. Yeah.
So why aren't they were at the landfill 2 weeks ago on right. Friday telling people that they need to have their stuff covered? I've been there the last 2 weeks, and people's stuff are not covered.
Yeah.
They can sit there at the landfill and give them a ticket. His words to me was, well, if you see it blowing out, you should give us a call. Well, if I'm going the other way, I don't see the man's tie.
Yeah, right.
And how am I going to tell you that he had it blown out if I don't have it, filmed?
Well, the central point of what you're saying, Walter, and your point's well taken. You know, there's a reason why people are tossing stuff out when they're two blocks from the landfill. And the reason is, as Joe Biden would say, a three-letter word, L-A-Z-Y.
Well, it's blowing off the back of their truck because I've seen it in big bags laying on the side of our road down here. I've been all over them about it.
I believe you.
But here's another thing, too. Our roads are in bad condition all over the state. They did a state tax on gasoline. We've got a $25 car tax over here per car.
Yep.
And yet, when I said something to him, he said, well, that's not enough money to do it here in the county. I've been asking to put a penny sales tax on everything in the county of Spartanburg.
Well, there you go.
To get enough money.
See, there you go. Why is their solution always to go back to the taxpayers to rape them for a little more money?
Well, you know, so you want to put them in charge of making us cut our grass, but they can't even find the people at the landfill for having trash flying, uncovered trash, transporting trash.
Or cover up a pothole permanently. Thank you, Walter. I appreciate the call. I feel your pain. 18 after 4 here in the Bobby Mag Show. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 4:23 here on the Bobby Mac Show this hot Tuesday afternoon. In on the text line, Bobby, there's an old lady in my daughter's subdivision that has a camera recording cars not stopping at a stop sign. Then she calls the police. Damn, Yankee. Bobby, us Yankees are taking over the South, so tell those rednecks to shut the hell up. Go look around their trailer parks and see who leaves the messes. This is getting vicious. Bobby, did I hear there are people protesting in front of the Confederate Monument downtown because they want to rename Wade Hampton Boulevard after Obama? Good luck with that one. Bobby, on the other hand, if you have snakes, you won't have rats. Good point. Bobby, the people trashing Sharon are probably the ones who have trash in their yards and TVs and washing machines on their porches or are just trashy. Bobby, regarding the Mason-Dixon line, hey, we're full. Bobby, never gotten a complaint from a neighbor or a notice from the city because my wife puts me on notice when the grass gets up to my ankles. Gotcha. Bobby, did Moneypenny say $300 a yard? Sign me up. I am quitting my job today. I gotcha. Bob, Meemaw just said if that busybody woman would like to come up here and have a good mow, she's more than welcome, but she'll knock a goat out of a job. Okay. Bobby, a lot of trash on the roadside is a lot of transplants and disrespectful people. And finally this, when laws are not enforced, lawlessness is the result. So there you go. 26 after 4. Brother Fred is along from beautiful Traveler's Rest where the grass is green and growing healthily, and I bet Brother Fred is excited. Are you not, Brother Fred?
Praise God. I'm double excited, Bobby.
Wow.
Praise God.
Amen.
My telephone has been working since 8:30 this morning.
Really?
I haven't had a telephone in the office for approximately 24 days. And I'm just thankful. Plus, I'm double thankful because Saturday I'm practicing with our softball team.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And so I'll be able to go and throw them out at second, and we're getting ready for the tournament in June.
Yeah, they're not going to steal second on you, Brother Fred.
No, sir. I tell you, when I was in the service, I could throw the bull, but now I can throw the ball.
Now, back to this business with a telephone, Brother Fred. Why did you not have a phone for what was it, 24 days?
Well, off and on, yes, sir.
Yeah.
This new subdivision up behind me.
Oh, boy.
Now, of course, one of the sisters of church told me that this new subdivision has really havoc with phones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not.
Right.
But I've had them out here 4 times. And it's the same old shuffle.
We didn't even have a phone for
5 days.
You didn't have phone service? You're talking about a landline, I'm assuming, right, Brother Fred?
It's a landline, yes.
Yeah.
But see, I have fax machines and things like that.
Sure, for your business.
But
yeah.
I do appreciate listening to you, and it's always something good that we hear.
Well, I appreciate that, Brother Fred, and good luck with the softball practice. How's the team shaping up for this year? You guys going to win your league?
We're trusting, and like I say, I'll be in there, and I had a 325 average last year.
Wow.
But maybe since I'll be 90 in July, maybe I can burst it up.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, you know, take care in the heat, Brother Fred, because we wouldn't want you to be overcome with heat prostration or anything, although I know, you know, you're in great shape because we know that from your exploits in track and field.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, Brother Fred, you take care of yourself, sir. God bless. He's great. I love Brother Fred. Got to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour for the news. So, James and Taylor, as you stay right there, we'll get to you coming up on the other side. Bobby, on a road I use, from the text line here, Bobby, on a road I use, it was a new sign, slow, rumble strips ahead. I got to them, and they were a much smaller bump than all the potholes that were already there. They should have just painted the potholes yellow. Also on the text line, Bobby, Yankees visit. Damn Yankees, end up moving here. 429 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, then.
Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5. Let's get right back to the phones. Phone lines are somewhat jammed up at this point. Let's start in my stomping grounds of Taylor's, where James has been patiently waiting. Hi, James, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. How are you?
So far, so good.
Okay, two real quick things. With so many new people moving into the upstate, I want them to never mistake uncut grass for laziness in South Carolina. I would more look at it as I really don't care what the neighbor thinks or there was golf or fishing to do today.
Right.
It's definitely not laziness. And as far as the four majors, did you not like it better when one or two over won the tournaments years ago?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, let me deal with those questions in the sequence you presented them, James. As far as the grass is concerned, you know, that northern rye grass does not grow anywhere near the same rate that our well-known southern grasses grow at because they grow. Well, they're on steroids all the time. So you may have mowed
that to be true.
Yeah, you may have mowed that ryegrass once a month, but you get down here and let that Bermuda get cooking with a 70-degree overnight low temperatures, buddy, and you got some work on your hands. As for the four majors, yeah, I did. Although you know what they're missing about Koepka? Koepka, who now has done something nobody else has ever done.
Right.
Won two U.S. Opens back-to-back and two PGAs back-to-back. He is channeling Jack Nicklaus. The guy does nothing but hit fairways and greens for four straight days and lets everybody else beat themselves.
I call it the Stuart Sink theory.
Yeah.
Tee to fairway, fairway to green. Don't make it a hard game.
There you go. There you go. It's a lot easier when that way, that's for sure. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Carol is next up. In Greenville. Hi, Carol, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby Mac, how are you today?
Fine and dandy, thank you, and hope you are as well.
Oh, I'm great.
Excellent.
I think I can come up pretty high on the top of the Yankee story. I'm from South Florida, transplanted here over 20 years ago.
Are you a halfback? Hey, Carol, are you a halfback?
Yeah.
You know what? For people who don't know what a halfback is somebody that lived north of the Mason-Dixon line, said, enough of this stupid snow, I'm out of here, moved to Florida, and four hurricanes later said, forget it, I'm going back to South Carolina.
Okay. No, then that's not what I am.
Oh, okay.
My family's been in Florida since the Revolutionary War.
Wow. Okay? That's a while ago.
Left there because the Yankees took over my hometown.
Really?
And it's now at the point they decided they don't even like the town like it was. Well, they liked what they found, but they changed it to what they had.
Of course they did. Yeah.
Now they've topped it all. They're changing the name of the town.
What, are they going to make it Karl Marxville?
Just about.
Yeah. Joe and Stallenberg.
I have hit the ceiling over this. It's like, it was fine like it was. No, it doesn't represent what they want, so they're changing the name of the town.
Well, what was the name of the town, Carol?
The name is Lake Worth.
Lake Worth, sure, I've heard of that. Well, okay. What's wrong with that name, for heaven's sake?
It doesn't tell you that it has a beach. Now, the town is on the ocean.
Okay.
It's now Lake Worth Beach, Florida.
Well, why not just disenfranchise the lake in totality and just make it Beach, Florida?
I don't know. But what they don't know is why it's called Lake Worth. Off the coast, well, because the intercoastal runs through, there is a lake in the middle of the intercoastal that is Lake Worth.
Well, of course, and that's why the town was named, wait for it, Lake Worth.
Precisely. I mean, it's gotten just ridiculous. We always said that the last one out should bring the flag. It's
yep.
time to get the flag and leave.
Yeah, absolutely. And turn out the lights behind you.
Leave it on. Let them pay the bill.
Well, yeah. Jeez. I think you're right, Carol. I think that does top what we've heard. But it's symptomatic of what's going on everywhere. You know, I go back to the little suburb of Washington, D.C. that I grew up in, Arlington, Virginia, bears absolutely no similarity. Now, it's been, you know, when I'm almost 73 years old, so, you know, do things change in three quarters of a century? Yeah, you bet they do.
Yeah. You and I are about the same age, and so I'm accepting this. But
yeah. Right.
That, you know, times change, but this is crazy. This is absolute crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know,
I've not been back in a while, but they say you can't, unless you speak Haitian Creole
mm-hmm.
or Spanish,
right.
You can't survive.
Well, I guess you're going to have to be the one to go back and get the flag then, Carol.
I think I'm going to have to. I really don't. But I have not been back in 23 years, and I have no real desire to go. There's nothing there that I don't need.
Yeah, message received and understood. No. Yeah, the story is sad but true, Carol, and it's being replicated all over the country.
But I will say something in the defense of other people, and there's a lot of people in this area from South Florida that grew up down there. But we moved up here to regain what we've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And for all the talk about damn Yankees and all the rest, you know, I talk to people that I meet on a daily basis who are from all over the country, many of them from the Northeast.
Yeah.
And they are here not by accident. They are here because they chose to be here because they enjoy, well, the climate, for one thing. But they also enjoy the lifestyle and the values of the South.
Right. And I am going to say one more thing to you.
Sure.
All those people you pick on in Bonehead and the News from Florida
right.
are not Floridians.
Yeah.
Those are the damn Yankees that were down there.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Carol, purely on the basis that there are so many of them, they could not all be natives, could they?
There's not that many.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, the odds are significantly against it. Thank you, Carol. Great call. I enjoyed having you here today. In on the text line, Bobby, just because you got snakes does not mean you don't have rats. I mean, just look at Washington, D.C. You got snakes and rats living together. Bobby, are you sure that Vince Coakley didn't have that woman call in earlier today? Jeez. Well, here you go. This kind of cements my point. Bobby is a refugee from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and Red Sox fan. I hate Yankees. And I hate the Yankees. Gotcha. Quarter before five. Be right back here on the Hot Tuesday edition. Bobby Mack Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I do know how we got started on this with Sharon's call earlier in the hour. Didn't you say that Sharon had called back to Moneypenny? What did she say when you talked? Sharon is the caller that originally kicked this off from Packlet.
Well, she invited you and me down for lunch, and she'd give us a big tour.
Sweet. Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Do I have to wear a hazmat suit for the free tour?
She did not say.
Oh, okay. Bobby, fairway, green may sound good, but it's that pesky windmill that gives me problems. I hear you. Let's go to Simpsonville and bring in Skip here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Skip. How's your Tuesday?
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Listen, full disclosure, I'm not a native. My mom and dad moved down here around 1971 when I was just over a year old.
Close enough.
And that was only from East Tennessee, too. So, hey, that's not bad, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Dad worked at Union Carbide. He worked at Oak Ridge, and then Union Carbide moved him down here to the Simpsonville plant back then.
Really? Wow. My uncle used to be the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Oak Ridge.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
So I married a native in 1992, my bride, and she just recently changed jobs, interacting with different people. And someone asked her, they said, "So where are you from?"
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, "Right here. I'm a native." And they said, "Wow, I've never met anybody from here." And they were dead serious. I mean, that's how much this area has grown, which is good.
It
know,
is.
But they're taking all our tea times, Bob.
I know it. And are they? Am I mistaken in thinking they're not replacing their divots also, Skip?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. And their ball marks on the green. We got to have
that's
a talk
right.
with these people. You know, we have standards down here.
Something's got to be done.
I know it. Immediately, as Governor LePetitmaine would say.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Skip. I appreciate it. In on the text line, Bobby, what I tell people is that we in the South have traded higher wages for a better quality of life. We like it the way we had it. Don't come here and mess it up, you new folks. Bobby, that lady needs to move near my dad. That's a Sharon, I guess he's talking about. My stepmom thinks nothing of riding her mower on over to her neighbor's yard if she feels their grass is not short enough and doesn't understand why they complain of her trespassing. Ay, ay, ay. Bobby, it's not the grass. It is Fabian socialism the Yankees want to bring here. Like communists, they think government must own property. Being a hard sell, they realized controlling property through ordinances and laws, etc., would achieve de facto government owning of property. From Richard. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate that. Do I have anything else in the text line that I need to catch up with? Yeah, here we go. To all the Yankees, you were not welcome in the South in the 1860s, and you're not welcome now. I'm guessing that's not from the Chamber of Commerce. Don't you think, Moneypenny? Probably not. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. I never did get to this, so we'll have to save it for the next hour. But what I was intending to talk about before we got sidetracked on all the grass stuff and Fabian socialism and all the rest... the ESPN has got a new president just in, I guess, the last 6 or 8 months, it seems. The guy who was the head of ESPN was the president of ESPN. I think at first took a leave of absence and then he resigned. because he had a lifestyle situation he had to deal with. Apparently, the guy was dependent on some drugs to get through the day and was not handling that very well. So anyway, the former president of ESPN is out, and there's a new president who is in. And this guy apparently is no longer drinking the Kool-Aid and gazing through the spectrum of the wide world of sports through the rose-colored glasses of the progressives. Because anybody who's been watching for ESPN for a while or not watching them for a specific reason understands. And it was kind of, the whole thing was kind of brought to a head with the business with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during NFL games, right? And ESPN not only came to this guy's defense, I think they gave him some award, some ESPY award or something for being so courageous or whatever, while he continued to disrespect veterans and everybody who served under that flag. Anyway, my point being, ESPN has a new president, and now he is saying there's a new sheriff in town. And he is using as the rationale for his change of philosophy at the worldwide leader in sports that they have data now that backs up to use his words, fans do not want us to cover politics. And he's precisely correct. And it's not just that ESPN was into politics. They were promoting an agenda. They were promoting the liberalism that is rampant in American media. So now he says a new day is on the horizon. We'll see when the rubber meets the road if he's as good as his word. But after losing some 15 million viewers, I would hope they finally would wake up. And this is something that Fox News better pay attention to as well. See you back with hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies, on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.